Oh, welcome back. You already know what time it is. It is your host, your boy, your confidant, your friend, Hakeem McCall. Welcome back. Yeah, man. We had a great weekend, a great week. Man, life's been good, man. I can't even complain. I can't even lie. You know, been going through a couple obstacles and challenges. But you know what they say, obstacles only improve your courage. It improves your character. It improves who you are as a person. It makes you whole. It makes you complete. Once you start to learn your limits, you start to learn them through abilities of your challenges and your obstacles. That's where you learn, you know, yourself for whenever you're going through things. But enough about me. Today's show is going to be a good show today. I promise we have a great topic today. The topic today is, what do women want from men? That's not it. And we also have it for you two fellas. What do men want from women? Well, today, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of something. I know it's not everything. And most of it is I had to go really researching. I had to go hours of digging through the internet. And I found two pieces of website information that I thought were really valuable. One was on psychologytoday.com. The other one was on vixendaily.com. And these are, just gossip sites. One of them, Vixen Daily, is. And, you know, you have the article writers, you know, the column writers. They come up with good stuff. The small pieces are the big pieces, which people don't understand. And Psychology Today just has some very, very good stuff that I think you should go check out on your own whenever you get a chance. So, ladies, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a lot of y'all out there. I believe, you know, I don't know what do y'all know what y'all really want, man. I believe these combinations of the things that I pulled up together are just a mix of what you guys want. But I bet it's not even what you want because you guys really don't know what you want. You know what I'm saying? So I've heard money matters. Money doesn't matter. I heard he could be a skinny guy. He could be a fat guy. You don't prefer guys with muscles. Some women prefer guys with muscles. It just really depends. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, what do women really want? And to me, before I get into it, I feel like what women really want men. The number one overall thing, I think, is I think women want men to be themselves, secure with who they are. That's what I believe. Because if you're secure with who you are, then you can be secure with anybody. You know, you don't have to, you know, go out searching for, you know, love and affection, you know, because you're secure in who you are and you're secure with your partner. You made a secure decision by even choosing your partner. So I believe that that's what most women really want. They want somebody that's secure, you know, somebody that's who's not afraid to show who they are, somebody who's not afraid to be who they are. So to me, that's the number one thing that women want. But man, let's get right into it. Dun, 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 dun. Drum roll, please. Bruh. Yeah. So the number one thing that it seems like women wants, and again, I got, these are a mixture of articles that I got here digging through some research on the internet. Number one, from what I saw, was women want open communication that occurs regularly. So basically, they want somebody they could talk to all the time. You know, they want somebody that's going to, you know, be open with them, not just, you know, block them out. You know, shell them out, you know, just tell them what's going on. You know, a lot of men, they are very macho. So they're not going to tell you up front if something's wrong with them. They're just not how, that's just not how men are built. Men are not built that way. Men are not going to just, you know, some men are just, you know, they really are closed, you know, creatures. And they're just not going to tell you everything. You got to do a lot for some men to be, you know, just to tell you, you know, they got feelings for you, man, because it's hard to be a man sometimes, man, to be, you know, to be open about your feelings, because you don't want to get picked on by the fellas. Number two, honesty. Honesty, of course, is the number, to me, that should have been, well, security number one. Yeah, it should have been, okay, it's right by where it's at. Honesty is true, because if you don't have honesty, we don't have anything. That goes right up under communication, because honesty just, you know, it lets us know that I could be true to my woman. I could be true to my spouse. You know what I'm saying? She could be true to her man because I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to hold nothing back from you. But I've learned sometimes that honesty, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just been in some situations where I've told the truth and I've got punished for it. You know, just on some simple stuff, man. So I don't know, man. Women, like I said, women don't really know what they want. Some of them do, some of them don't. But anyways, if you disagree, let me know. Any trust is number three. But again, a lot of these things for me fall in the 1, 2, 3 category. 3, 2, 1. Trust is big, because if you don't have trust, you don't even have a relationship. Why are you even in a relationship with this person if you don't trust them? That's crazy. Like, I'm not going to be with somebody that I do not trust. Impossible. Like, I cannot trust you with my finances. I cannot trust you with my heart. I cannot trust you with my emotions. I can't trust you around my family. I can't trust you with my thoughts. That's sad. Yep. Next, move on to somebody else. 4, taking responsibilities for actions and behavior shows a level of maturity. Yeah, I guess women want men to be, you know, responsible for their actions and, you know, stop playing the blame game, you know, because women could play games all day. That's what I know, man. They'll go back and forth with you. You'll never win a game with the woman, just to let you know, fellas. Like, it's just probably best sometimes, even when you know you right, bro. Just say you wrong, man. Just let it go. You know what I'm saying? They woman enough, they should admit that they wrong. And that's what I think some men want from women. But we're going to wait our turn on that. We're just going to continue to go down on what women want from men. Okay? Friendship. Some of them want, a lot of them want friendship. They don't just want like that, you know, the boyfriend, girlfriend label, husband, wife label. They actually want that deep emotional level of friendship. Friendship is very big. I think you have to be friends first before anything. So, yeah, friendship would go right up there with, you know, what a woman wants, you know, from a man. I feel like that should be high too, because friendship is everything. We started off as friends. You hear a lot of people say, oh, we started off as friends and, you know, we just took it from there. Well, you're basically, yeah, because you guys were friends first. You got to know each other first. Get to know your spouse. Men, women want you to get to know them. That's what they're basically saying. 3, emotion maturity. Yeah, they want you to be emotional mature. They want you to have your feelings in check. They want you to be, you know, not all over the place. And I get that. It's a lot of people out here with mental issues. And, you know, they want somebody who got their head on straight. You know, if you're going to be the man, you're going to be the leader. You got to know where we going, baby. Yeah, so I can see where that's going at. Being supportive. Yeah, be supportive of your spouse, because no one wants to be with someone who doesn't support them in anything that they do. You know, even the little smallest things. She want to go to a cookie baking class. You go with her, bro. Or you encourage her to go. You know what I'm saying? You don't just, you know, tell her, oh, babe, that's a stupid idea. Support her ideas. Because guess what? Hey, there's going to be somebody out there that say, I love baking cookies. And they going to support her. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel on that one. Let's see. They want adventure and excitement. Oh, man, this is a hard one, because I know some women who just are bored, but it's some women who do want to get out there. But the majority of women, seems like from this article, that they want adventure and excitement. Yeah, I don't know. I got mixed emotions about that, because I've been with women who were boring, and some women who just wanted to get out of the house and have adventure, and some who just wanted to, you know, cook a little pot roast, you know, watch a little Netflix. That's cool too. You know what I'm saying? But adventure and excitement, that is pretty cool too. I'm not even gonna lie though. So, you know, I can see where that's coming from too. You don't want a boring guy. You don't want a guy who just sits in the house and read books all day. Come on, man. Who really does that? All right. Companionship. Ladies want companionship. They want, again, that goes up in a friendship, but companionship and friendship go hand in hand. I can see where that's coming from. Your woman wants you to be, She wants you to be her friend, her companion, someone who she can confide in, someone who she can tell all her secrets to, someone who she just feels free around. And yeah, I can see with that. Don't make everything about sex, fellas. You make everything about sex because you ain't have it in a while. You think because, ooh, babe, I helped you with the laundry, ooh, I'm finna hit tonight. No, that ain't how I go. Women don't like that. You know what I'm saying? They want sex to be natural. They want it to be exciting. They don't want you to be counting on how many times you ain't get it, and then now you got to make up to do something for it to get it. Nah, women see everything, bruh. Don't make that mistake, because the majority of women don't like that. Don't make sex about you getting into the sex areas. You got to be able to please your partner, man. It's just not all about you. You got to, you know, let your girl get on, you know, get on top sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let your girl do something freaky to you. I don't know, man. That's how I'm looking at it. You know what I'm saying? You can't always just, you know, be, I'm out. Three pumps, I'm out. Nah, man. You got to keep pumping till she be out, man, because that's what it's about, bro. You can't keep falling asleep on your girl, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a man out there that can stay up 24 hours, man. Get your mind right. Okay? And I just want to give a little shout out to Suzanne White. Again, I got this article from psychologytoday.com. You can go over there and check that out. The things that women want from men. Again, that was a good little article right there. And like I said, I dug deep on a lot of, you know, researching out there to try to get, you know, you guys the best content possible. And I felt like this was the best one for me. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Drum roll for my men. Ew. So who run it? Hey, who run it? Hey, do my fellas run this mother? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, what men want. Hey, man. Hey. If you're listening, tell me if I got this right, man. Ladies, if you're listening, hey, this is what a man wants. I'm going to read it 1-8. And I got this from vixendaily.com. It was a good article, actually. That's why I searched this from, you know, plus my own little spin on it, too, as well. Okay, so it says he wants to be deeply attracted to you. All right. I mean, that come on different levels, man. I mean, number one, like I said, he wants to be deeply attracted to you. That says it itself. He wants to be attracted to you. He wants all of his whole being inside him to be attracted to you. He wants to that. Oh, my God, I love this girl, man, because you really just have this deep attraction that he loves. Two, he wants to be able to share his passion with you. See, that's where a lot of women mess up, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't let the man be creative. You don't let the man dream. You don't let the man say he want to own his own restaurant one day. The man probably want to own whatever he want to own. It's his passion, or whatever he likes to do is his passion. He probably does like to read books. You think it's boring. But see, you so selfish that you won't let this man be great. See, that's the problem with women. The man want to just share his passion with you. He want to be open. He want to show you what makes him excited besides you. You should be able to let that man do that. Let's go. Three, he wants a good listener. Again, he wants you to be able to listen sometimes. Dudes like to talk too. Look at me. I like to talk and I'm a good listener at the same time. You know, that's what I believe makes it equal because, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just do want to talk sometimes so I could tell you, oh, babe, this was going on, you know, da-da-da-da. Then you just come up with that solution. Oh, my God. That's just the best, sexiest thing ever in the world. For real, man. Women, listen to your men sometimes, man. Just be a good listener. Be quiet. All right. Boom. He wants someone who shares his goals and dreams. Basically, he wants somebody that who's supportive of his goals and his dreams. Your man has goals. He has dreams. That's just what men like from women. He wants somebody to share his goals with his dreams with, like, baby, all I got is a dollar and a dream, but I'm going to get us out this neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like that. He want to be able to, you know, share his goals with you. You know, he want to tell you that one day, you know, he want to be the mayor of the city. You know what I'm saying? That goes back to good listening. Let the man be open. Let the man express himself. That's what it sounds like a lot of this is saying, basically. He wants a woman with dreams and goals of her own. Boom. So, ladies, you sitting out there just thinking that a man just going to come scoop you up. You don't got no ambition. Men do not like that. I know we living in a new age. We living in a different age where they say the woman could used to just be at home and bake cookies all day. That's fine and dandy. You know what I'm saying? Raise the kids. That's cool, too. If that was part of her dreams and her goals growing up, then yeah, you feel me? She wanted to be a housewife. Congratulations. She made it. Two claps. But listen, though, a man don't want a lazy woman. He want a woman with some ambition. Girl, go up and go get something. Go get a degree. Girl, go get a trade. Do something with your life. Basically, let's go. All right. He wants a woman who he is compatible with. Compatibility is a major word. Compatibility is being compatible. We have likes. We got a lot of likes. We're just compatible for each other. You know, she understands me. Basically, that's what a man wants you to understand me. You know, he don't want to have to keep wrecking his head against the wall to try to make you happy because y'all ain't compatible. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you should become friends first so you can learn if you guys are compatible or not. Right? Right. Amen. So listen, man, that is today's quick episode. What do women want from men and what do men want from women? Yo, man. Hey, if you like this episode, don't forget to share it. Don't forget to like. The Hakeem McCall Show is the realest show out there in the world, man. I just thank all my fans. Thank all my listeners. I thank everybody that's just involved, a part of this special thing that we got going on right now, man. Continue to stay tuned in. I promise I'm going to bring you the best content. I'm going to bring you the best news. I'm going to bring you the best advice because I love you. Because I know y'all love me. Peace.